Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we've had a lot of conversations about the primary tomorrow, and we talked to Leora Levy early this morning, a Republican Senate candidate. We'll talk with Themis Claridis in about a half an hour, another Republican candidate for Senate. And we talked with State Rep Terry Wood, who's a Republican running against Dominic Rapini in the primary tomorrow for Secretary of the State. We had Maritza Bond on last week, who's a Democrat running against Stephanie Thomas in the Democratic side for Secretary of the State. And so we want to welcome in State Rep Stephanie Thomas from the 143rd District here on Bryan and Company, who is running for Secretary of the State. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a furious 24 hours you got ahead of you, maybe even more than that as you go throughout your day tomorrow. And the question I've asked for this job, I mean, there's a lot of thankless elements to Secretary of the State. It's an intense administrative job, and there's a lot to it. Why do you want to do this?
That's a good question. I actually love details and minutiae, so it's an ideal job. I also am a small business owner, so I'm very sensitive to the business side of the role, where I really think we can be a lot more proactive about helping link our business community to a lot of the programs and resources that we already have as a state. And then last but certainly not least, I have been a longtime advocate for voter access and, more importantly, civic engagement. So I really appreciate that side of the role as well.
You know, I'll ask you about, you know, how you distinguish yourself from Maritza Bond, but I wanted, since you brought up, you know, voter access, you know, I have to tell you, we don't know each other. I'm an independent. I have no partisan axe to grind at all. And so when I ask questions, I ask from an honest, you know, sincere curiosity. And so when it comes to voter access, like trying to make sure that absentee ballots are authentically from the person who's eligible to vote, or voter ID, like, can you explain why voter ID is such a troubling thing to guarantee? Like, why is it a bad thing to require an ID?
So voter access, I think, is, first of all, much more expansive than that, but so I often give the example from my own life, which is my mother didn't drive. She couldn't, you know, it was a real hardship to get to the DMV. She would have had to take a bus, walk along the highway just to get there. And even if she got there, honestly, we didn't have the money for her to be able to pay the fee to the DMV. So it's not that ID affects everybody, right? But it does affect some people. And she was able to prove who she was, for example, to register with her birth certificate, a utility bill, and she, you know, she always had some sort of work ID. So I think the point that I'm making, and many people are making, is there's nothing sacrosanct about, like, a driver's license, for example, which is a policy some people are pushing.
Right.
And why are we, you know, I always say it's a solution in search of a problem. You know, a driver's license or some sort of state-issued ID is not the problem, I think, that we should be addressing. It, you know, it's very rare. I don't know that anyone has ever found any cases of someone pretending to be someone else by presenting a photo ID that's false to vote. So it's just like a weird narrative.
Sure. So what should we be focusing on, since you brought up, like, when it comes to voter access?
To me, both voter access, but making sure, a lot of people talk about voter fraud. I talk about voting mistakes. Any system that has humans behind it, there's going to be mistakes from time to time. I really focus on civic education from the voter side to make sure people understand what absentee ballot is, how that two-step process works here in Connecticut. And then we also need to really focus on Connecticut's infrastructure. It does present challenges when we have 169 towns each running their own elections, and, you know, some people have full-time staff, multiple people in the office. Some towns have one person, you know, who works only a couple of hours a week. So making sure we maintain equity in those systems and make sure everyone's trained, that our computer systems are up to grade, and that our technology is up to grade, I think would be a more appropriate use of our time and resources than funding a state-issued ID.
We're talking with Representative Stephanie Thomas here, Democrat candidate for Secretary of the State, on Brian and Company on WTSE News Talk 1080. You know, to get to the general election, you have to win a primary. You're going against Maritza Bond tomorrow. It'll be a historic election in many ways. You have African-American candidate in yourself and a Latina. Just distinguish yourself from, I mean, technically your opponent tomorrow.
Yeah, I would say she's running against me. I am the Democratic endorsed candidate.
Right.
I've also been endorsed by Secretary Merrill, which means a lot to me because she, of course, knows what the job entails. I think the main difference is that I have demonstrated work experience and in all of the issues that the secretary is involved with. Obviously, as I mentioned, I've been an advocate of voting rights and civic engagement and access. I also serve as vice chair in the legislature of our government administration and elections committee. So I have been on the front lines working with groups like ROVAC and CTCA, which are the trade groups for our registrars and town clerks, obviously with the secretary's office, but also the legislature to make sure that bills that we do introduce can actually be implemented. And then prior to me serving in elected office, I am a small business owner. And prior to that, I worked for a business where I worked my way up from intern to company president. So being able to open your own business, I know what that does to transform a family's life. And also, you know, I think our businesses are really the fuel, if you will, in our state's economy. So I think the secretary's office can be much more proactive in helping them thrive. And that's something that I have a lot of experience in. I've always worked with chambers of commerce, et cetera. So I'm excited about that side as well. But I think that would be the main difference, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the business side of things and from the administrative side is something we get so caught up in the voter side of it that we don't necessarily delve into it enough. And it's just real quick, it's delicate, though. Like, what sort of proactive things can you be done? Because you have the support of Denise Merrill, and obviously you don't want to be critical of what's gone on in that office for the last dozen years. But what are things that you would like to do that are more proactive than what's being done now?
Sure. On the business side, I've already been meeting with chambers and economic development groups and business owners directly. I think I know, you know, when I started my business, you're working 70 hours a week. You don't have time to seek out information. So I would love to start compiling the information that agencies like DECD, SBDC, SBA, et cetera, already have and get that into the hands of business owners. We have all the information when businesses register and file, so we can even parse that information out by certain industries, et cetera. On the voting side, again, I really think it's time for us to get very intentional about focusing on civic education and civic engagement. I do think some of the mistrust and misinformation we see are because people just simply don't understand our system. I joke, like, I had Schoolhouse Rock. you know, I would love to stand up a YouTube channel to teach people very quickly how to engage with our democracy and definitely push out information to community groups so that anybody, anywhere, at any time knows how to educate themselves or others in their community, how to make government work for them. I'm about the people, not politics.
It is important because, I mean, even from my perspective, there are things I need to remind myself about the process all the time. So like a one-stop shop would be a really helpful thing. Listen, we're out of time, but I really appreciate the time and the insight and letting our audience get to know you a little, those who did not previously know you. So I wish you the best.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Representative Stephanie Thomas, the Democratic nominee for Secretary of the State, running against Marissa Bond tomorrow for the opportunity to run in the general election. It's an open statewide seat, which always makes for quite the race.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.